Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back. Wildly Balanced Podcast in the house.
In the hizzy.
This is going to be a good episode.
I know. It's all about Carly today, guys. Like,
yay.
It's my favorite topic is when it's not me having to talk more about it. So Carly, what are we talking about this week?
We're jamming all about outsourcing in your business, how to outsource, what to outsource, when to outsource, all that goodness.
Yes. Permission to outsource in your biz.
So good.
So I'm just going to hand this over to Carly, guys, and probably not say anything today. Just kidding. But so Carly, can you tell us more about like, what do we mean by outsourcing? Because like when I hear that as someone who doesn't like, isn't familiar with it before meeting you, I'm thinking like, we're sending it to Mexico because that's what it sounds like. We're outsourcing our jobs to somewhere else, to another country. So fill me in.
I mean, technically, because you're in the States and I'm in Canada, so it is internationally outsourcing.
I outsource my shit to Carly, y'all. Outsourcing it. No, but yeah. So what do you mean, though? Like, what can we do in our business to outsource?
Yeah. So as a VA, there's like four main pillars of virtual assisting. There's like design, general admin, social media, and there's tech. So you can kind of outsource like anything that you don't want to do, you can outsource basically. Like if you are feeling overwhelmed and overrun and burned out about doing like the tedious things and you think that posting on social media and making an Instagram feed is the devil, then like outsource that. Be able to focus more on the things that light you up. So that kind of stuff.
Managing your website on Squarespace gives you a headache every time and you literally box for Carly like wanting to like pull my hair out. And Carly's just like, jump on a Zoom with me and I'll tell you what to do. And so I'm just like, I'll just pay you to do it. And that's outsourcing, baby, because it makes me want to pull my hair out every time I look at my Squarespace site. And Carly's just like, let me just take it and like breathe three times and like wave my magic wand and it's done. And I'm like, okay, because that's better than me doing it.
That's how I do. Shameless self-promo. Go check out coachjillarnt.com. For the little outsourcing revamp.
And check out just the wildlybalancedpodcast.com because Carly did this one too. Because clearly she know. She's like, Jill, you ain't touching this shit. Like, we ain't doing that. So she just makes everything beautiful. And look at her website, Carlita Co.
Yeah. So I am seeing it from both sides of things because I am the person that people outsource to as a virtual assistant. But then I also have a team. So I get to see the other side of outsourcing, like being able to hand off task to other people. And let me tell you, it is so hard to outsource. Like, I know that this podcast is not what you're expecting, that it's hard, but like, it's so hard to give up that control to somebody, especially with a new like VA or somebody that you don't know yet. It's hard. I feel you. It's hard. And this is my three steps on how to make it easier.
It's hard. That's what she said. LOL. But no, I think that's so true. And it is like, especially when it's your business, because it's your baby. So like giving that trust up to somebody else to like exactly. make your baby like better or like to raise your baby a little bit. Like it's scary. If I didn't know Carly, it'd be hard for me to trust, like find a VA off the street to like give my website to, but like it makes sense. And Carly just makes it easy because like, I mean, her and I vibed right off the bat when we met each other. So, but yes, it's hard to give up your child to someone else to look after.
Yes. Yeah. It's so hard to give up that control. And this is the tips that I'm going to share. And like what I suggest for outsourcing can kind of go both ways. So as a VA and as someone who outsources, you should definitely be like coming to the like outsource meeting, discovery call, whatever, with these in place. But then also like, if you're a coach trying to outsource to a VA, these are really good things to keep in mind and like set up for yourself in advance.
Love it. So what are your tips, Carly, or your steps?
Yeah. So step one, I don't know if y'all listened to last week's episode. If you didn't, go listen because it's so good. But create a boundary around your communication.
We love a good boundary here, people. We love a good boundary.
Yes. So I've had clients before where we'll text, we'll talk in Voxer, we'll talk in Slack, we'll talk in Facebook message and email and like all of the streams of communication. And it just gets really messy. Like obviously as a client, like VA client relationship, you want to be able to like joke with your client and be friends and like maybe talk outside of work, but finding a way that you like to communicate around business stuff and around tasks and stick to it. So maybe texting is your way to go. Maybe you want to, you know, set up that communication through Voxer, through Trello, through Slack, through Facebook Messenger, email, whatever it is, that should be your only place for communication around business and around tasks and around the stuff that you outsource. Because if not, it's so easy for everything to get lost.
That makes sense. I mean, so I've heard about a lot of these. What do you think was like the main difference between like texting versus Voxer versus Facebook Messenger? Because I mean, we know what like emails are and Trello is more like the system, probably like a system. But what would you say the difference, especially between like texting versus Voxer versus Slack? And what do you prefer and the benefits for them?
Totally. So I love texting, but most of my clients are international, which makes it hard to text because there's like international fees being like I'm in Canada and a lot of my clients are in the States. So I tend to avoid texting at all costs just to keep it kind of streamlined. I very much enjoy either Voxer, Slack, that kind of stuff. And it really depends on like what your team is. Like a lot of business stuff is trial and error. So like get a free trial of whatever you can, sign up for the free account and like play around with it and see what you like as the business owner, you know, or like as the outsourcer, if you have an ideal way of communicating, like kind of stick to that. But I think it really depends how big your team is. So like if you have a bigger team of like 3 to 4 people, it makes sense to stick to Slack or something like that, where things won't get as lost.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then like Voxer more for like a client relationship, like a one-on-one, one-off messaging.
Yes, totally. Then, or even like 1 to 2 people in a, like in a group chat, or like keeping the majority of your team communication in Slack so you can kind of reference back to it. And then keeping Voxer as kind of like instant message kind of deal.
That makes so much sense. And I think it's also important to like remember in the boundary setting around it is like how, especially with your clients, because I mean, as a coach, I use Voxer with clients sometimes too, of like how often I'm going to respond. Because like Voxer is great. Voxer is great about having that, you know, walkie-talkie type of live, like, let me talk to you and you can hear me right now. But I don't want my clients to think I'm going to like respond, because again, boundaries last week, do them to them. We got to have those boundaries. So, but yes, I do love all of that. And it makes sense between like what you would do with like texting versus like Slack, of more of like the organizational.
Totally. Boundaries equals life. And Slack is really nice because you can set up different channels for like different parts of your business. Like I have a team for Carly to Co. There's 4 of us and we're all badass women. Check us out. But I have a Slack account and a channel for each of my different clients. So like anything that's client one related is all found in that channel. And anything like podcast related is all in one channel. So it's really easy to like reference back to it and find, you know, what you're talking about. Whereas something in Voxer, like messages disappear so quickly, especially when it's a really active like chat, group chat that's going on.
The active. So then step two, what's going on with step two, Carly? What do we do next?
Yeah. So once you get your communication boundary in place, I highly recommend having like a project management system where you can write everything down. So if you're on a team meeting, if you're hanging out, if you're making tasks, like one of the tasks that we have each week for this podcast is like, you know, every Monday we record and then we have to send it to our podcast producer and then we have to make the social media content for it. So like those are repeating tasks each week that if we can't, like it's so much easier to check something off physically than like to remember every Monday I have to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that satisfaction of being able to check off a task each week is so good.
So good. Trello. If you've never heard of it, do it. Do it to it. It's so beautifully done. You can like move things where they need to be. You can like click them off. And they just, I think everyone needs a project management system. Like obviously when you have someone that you're like working with, it helps so that you guys are on the same page. Like with our podcast, like we know, okay, this is what we're talking about. This is where it's at in this process. Like with our podcast producer, this is like what we're doing. But like, it's, I mean, even just keeping yourself organized is so important. And like everyone should use one.
Yes, it's so good to be able to like write everything down. And I have a lot of team meetings with my clients where they basically just like word vomit what the goals for that week are, the goals for that month, and being able to like write everything down, take notes during the meeting, and then kind of go back to it and make all of those things that you talked about into actual tasks is so valuable and so important. And it's so much easier to see, like with you as the business owner, if you can see like what your VA is doing, what they're checking off, how ahead they are, that kind of stuff, it's so valuable to see that, you know, this VA that you're investing in and paying a lot of money for and your business that's your baby is actually like moving forward seamlessly.
Totally. Do you have like a specific one that you use? I know we use Trello, but I know you're probably familiar with a lot of them. So like what ones do you use?
Good question. I personally really like Trello just because it's super intuitive. It's super easy to use. It's super easy to figure out. And it's also very visually appealing for, like, I'm a very visual person and it's nice to be able to, like, what we do with our podcast is we have a column for like recording, editing, finished, that kind of stuff. So we can physically like move the podcast episode over and we can see where we're at, which is super handy. And I think that Trello works really well for smaller teams. And like I was saying before with boundaries, it really depends on like what works best for you. And it's a lot of trial and error stuff. So you can kind of sign up for free accounts for each of these project management tools and like figure out what you like. But Trello is definitely a good one for like maybe like 1 to 4 people in your team. If you get any more than that, it gets kind of clunky and unorganized, in my opinion. If you do have a bigger team, I really like ClickUp or Asana. Those are some really nice ones. And they have a lot of cool like features and tools and organization skills in them. So those are my recommendations to check out. I really like Trello, ClickUp, and Asana, I think are the big three that I would recommend.
You heard it here first, folks, from Carly. Do them all. Just use them all. Just figure it out. Figure out how to use them all. That's all. All I gotta say. No, I agree. I think Trello is very user-friendly, especially if you're not sure about a project management system or you're just like wanting to play around with it. The free versions are always nice to play around with.
Totally. Totally. I really like ClickUp too. Like we've done some amazing things with ClickUp, but I feel like that one's kind of overwhelming at first because there's so much you can do and like customize, whereas Trello is kind of like straight to the point. I love Trello though.
Love it. What do you think your step 3 would be, or what's next after we've set boundaries around communication? We've picked a communication tool. We've picked a project management system. Well, how else do we outsource for our biz?
I think the next biggest step in outsourcing is to utilize your VA. So I don't know about a lot of virtual assistants because again, like every virtual assistant, every business is different. But me personally, I like to offer my support in like 10 or 20 hour packages. So basically you like buy 10 or 20 hours of my time up front. And then from that, like a 10 hour package expires in 30 days and a 20 hour package expires in 60 days. So like if I'm reaching out to you, your VA is reaching out to you, your outsourced team members reaching out to you and you're not giving us any tasks to do, that's just wasted money because your hours are going to expire. Nobody likes wasted hours. So a good tip is to utilize your VA because your VA can't read your mind. They don't know what you need help with. They can like assume and they can take guesses and they can help you like brainstorm things to outsource, but like your VA can't read your mind.
Well, I mean, that's the next step that we just need to work on is reading minds. But I think that that makes sense in the fact that that's why the project management system in my mind would come in handy because if you're, you know, especially for me, if I'm working with a VA and I'm like thinking and I'm like, oh yeah, like, what about this? I can add a couple of things. So that way I know my 10 hour package is being utilized because the next day, like if Carly is online and she sees it, she's like, oh, I could just jump into these, do these tasks, because then we can connect later on them. Or I know I'm use like utilizing that time. So I do like that, because it does make sense to like have it, because I think it is hard, especially as a business owner, to think ahead of things sometimes, of like, what do I need done? Or like, what can this person do? And I feel like 10 hours sounds like a lot to like buy 10 hours of Carly's time. I'm like, what can I have her do for 10 hours? Like, and I don't know. And I think this is a good question for Carly, being our BAVA, our badass VA over here in the house. What are someone's like very concerned about, like how much it would take? Is that something you would like talk up front with them? Like how to utilize your hours? Because I know, you know, for me, I'm like, oh my God, 10 hours is like a whole day on Squarespace. But for you, it's probably like 25 minutes and then it's done. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got like a good 9 hours and 30 some minutes left of my time. So how do you like talk those packages up front? Because I feel like knowing, as somebody's coming in to hire a VA, like how do I know what your hours are going to be used for, how much I should pay up front based on like what I'm going to need out of the business?
Yeah, so I tend to do like general admin VA. So I'm kind of just like the doer of things. And with that, I'll like track my time. And something super important for a VA to do, like coming at it from the other side of like actually outsourcing, is like if you're a VA and you're tracking your time, like reaching out to the person, to the client, and being like, hey, just a heads up, like we've used this many hours, or like, hey, your hours expire in 5 days, like we have this many left, what can I help you with? Like that kind of thing. Cause coming at it from both sides, it's been really handy to see like how many hours you have left and what you can like outsource. And I'm more of a general admin VA. So I just kind of like do the things, and I kind of let my work speak for itself of like how great my websites look, you know? And it's like, I've, you know, grown that experience and all that to be able to make a Squarespace website quicker than like somebody who's never seen Squarespace before. So that kind of reflects into my hours. Like I may be charging more per hour, but like I have the experience that like, it's not going to take me 15 and a half hours to make a website, because I know like what to do and what to update, if that makes sense.
Totally. So then how do I know what I need? So that's just a conversation to have with your VA up front too. Like if I'm talking to you and I'm like, I feel stuck on like X, Y, and Z, should I go with the 20 hour package or the 10 hour package? Like, how do you, I think that's kind of just where I get stuck with, is like, do I know I should use this, or like, what should I do?
Good question. I think that's kind of what a lot of business owners face when they are looking to outsource, because nobody like outsources straight off the bat. Like you don't start a business and immediately hire a team. Like you kind of work through it and see what you need on your own time. And I think it's, you know, it's time to outsource when you're feeling burned out and overwhelmed, and like you have no time to do the things that light you up anymore, because you're doing all the tedious things that need to be done, like posting on social media. Unless that lights you up, then, you know, maybe making a website doesn't. So what was the question again? You said it
again. Should have wrote a task for that, Carly. We should have put it in Trello. No.
Should have a task for that.
No, it's like, how do you have that conversation with your client up front of like, or if I am the business owner, do you recommend me being like, you know, this is what I need done. How do I know which package I should get of your time? Or should we just play it by ear? Or like, how do we know? Cause like, if I'm thinking like, okay, I want you to do some social media posts and like for the month and some and a website, is that 10 hours worth? Is it 20 hours worth of time? Like what is it?
Right. I think that really depends on like who you're outsourcing to, like the VA that you're outsourcing to, because you can outsource to like a social media manager to like, and they will usually have packages already made, like a custom like 1 month of social media posting is this much, and they already have that and like what that includes. And then like a web designer will have like, you know, I'll build you a website with this, this, and this for X amount of dollars. So I think it really depends on like what you need to outsource. And if you're not sure, you could really like make that clear in your like search for VA. You know, I recommend like posting in Facebook groups is a really good way to like find a VA, is to find like virtual assistant Facebook groups and then post your hashtag job op there. And then just making it clear and setting those boundaries from the start of like what you need and what you're expecting as a business owner outsourcing, if that makes sense. And if you need support on how to outsource, I do have my How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Masterclass.
This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Master Training by Carly Tico. Are you ready to hire a VA or outsource in your ever-growing business but not sure how? Grab this in-depth masterclass where I teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. Grab it today at the link in the show notes for only $11.
I mean, this is super helpful because I think it's definitely not something I've ever thought of before, especially as starting a business, like when I started mine versus like where I'm at now. So what is something that you have outsourced, Carly? What have you outsourced for your business? What was the first thing you did?
Ooh, good question. We're going all the way back now. Because I only recently hired a team, like in 2021. That was one of my intentions for growth for that year, is to hire a team to help me out. And I think one of the first things that I hired a team for was to help me with the social media content. Cause I started as a social media manager, but now I'm not a huge fan of social media. So the first thing I outsourced was support on my social media content.
Yeah. I love that. Cause I mean, first thing I'm outsourcing right to Carly to get my website looking beautiful.
So good. Is that the first thing that you're outsourcing? I guess one of the first things we outsource too is this podcast. Is the right. Podcast editing.
True. That is. But for my personal business, the first thing I did, which was hard because I think one thing that like you don't think of is like spending money on outsourcing. Like you have to pay someone to do it. So like it gets scary to be like, what am I going to do? Do I want to spend this money or can I just figure it out myself? And like, if you're me, you're going to try it. Like I tried my website and then I'm like, I hate this thing so much compared to all the ones that Carly made. So Carly's worth the money, but I think any VA is worth the money that you need to like help you not feel stressed, not feel burned out, not feel overwhelmed, like Carly had mentioned before.
Exactly. Like how much is your time worth versus what a VA is worth?
Amen. I think that is so true. Valuing yourself and investing in yourself. Another podcast coming soon.
I love that. What is something that you want to outsource in your business that you haven't yet? What do you want to release and outsource to somebody so you have more time to do the things that light you up?
Social media. That's my next one. It's like I knew it was my website. Next was my social media. Like I just need to hire a social media like marketer to like create it, make it look more cohesive, make it feel like more of a vibe and like put it all out there. Cause right now I feel like it's the first thing for me that I let go immediately in my personal Instagram. I'm like, fuck it. Like I can just, but I also know that's where I'm going to get more clients that way too, is like people seeing my work, seeing everything I have to offer, what I have to say. So yeah, for me immediately I need to just like give myself permission to do it.
Love that. Yes. Cause those are like the first two things that people see as a business coach and a balance coach, like how you market to yourself is through your website and your social media. So if you're not super stoked with it, like making it so you are stoked with it and making it more you. I love that.
Totally. What's something that you want to continue to outsource in your business? Because you've done a lot. You've outsourced your work as a VA. You've outsourced getting other stuff done. So, what's on your list, Carly?
Ooh, what do I want to outsource? I really want to like market myself on more podcasts and more interviews and like get myself out there more, which is again, something that we said in the Intentions for Growth episode. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But like, it's so exhausting to like find the time to like promote myself like that. Does that make sense? So I want to outsource like basically like PR. Like I want someone to be my hype girl and sell me on a bunch of podcasts and stuff to make it happen. That's what I want to outsource.
We got any great PR people out here, our listeners, that could help Carly out? Like,
yeah, email us at hello at wildlybalancedpodcast.com.
Let Carly know she needs to get her own hype girl.
Amen. I love this conversation. And I think it's so important because outsourcing is such a huge part of entrepreneurship, but it's also like so intimidating coming into it. And like, it's kind of, it's hard to talk about because it's hard. It's hard to release that trust and that business to somebody else.
That control.
That control. Yes. And I feel like it's so dependent on each person in each business. Like every coach's business is different on how they promote themselves and how they run their business. Every virtual assistant, every like freelancer has a different way that they run their business. And it's such an important topic.
Totally. And I think it is definitely something that needs to be talked about, because how are you ever going to level up without letting go of that control? How are you ever going to figure that out? Because yes, it's our baby. And, you know, we've all felt that way. Like, you don't want someone else representing you and your brand or your business, but like, you're never going to move to the next level without doing it.
The hard truth comes out. I love it.
I know. Just kidding. So Carly, what does your permission slip say this week?
As a recovering perfectionist and someone who likes to dip my toe in everything and try everything, my permission slip says, permission to not be great at everything.
I love it.
Snaps for Carly.
All the snaps for Carly.
What does your permission slip say this week, Jill?
My permission slip says permission to hire that social media manager. It's been on my list forever and I just need to like do it. Put my money where my mouth is, you know, gotta do it.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. So do all the things, you guys. Follow us on Instagram at wildly.balance. Check out our website, wildlybalancepodcast.com.
Check it out. Join the newsletter. We send a weekly newsletter and it's so fun. Join the fam. Join the newsletter.
Join the fam. And always accepting guests. We do 10 guests a month. So if it's closed this month, you can always try next month.
If you're a VA, if you're scared to outsource, if you're new to outsourcing, come be a guest. Come let us interview you.
Let us interview you.